Good morning. I'm glad everybody's here for this special that we're kind of holding together here. And this special involves specialist Dustin Brown. I think everybody's heard about him in the news media and through the last several years. And we as veterans come forward. And at this time, I'd like to invite all veterans, men and women, if you could assemble back to the left side over here. We're out there holding their hands up. All the veterans are back there. If you're a veteran, men or women, men or woman, we'd like you to join in and show your support, because we feel this is an important issue. And I'll be explaining as we go on. And this is part of what we do and what we're feeling. Myself, my name's Daniel King. I'm the co-chair of Veterans Committee here at NCAI. I'm also president of the Wisconsin Indian Veterans Association for the last 18 years. My counterpart called me one day, and we just started discussing this issue with Specialist Dustin Brown and the situation. And we felt a real strong need that there were some issues that were overlapped or overlooked by a lot of people in media. And we thought, it's time. We need to step forward and honor this person, too, in a way. And my cohort here is Sandy Whitehawk. And she's Rosebud Sue. But also she runs an organization that returns adoptees to their families. Herself, she's been adopted, so she knows what it's like. She's also a Navy veteran. She wasn't thinking at the time, but she joined the Navy instead. And we discussed a lot over the phone on this situation. We said, you know, in the beginning, the veterans, the issue there was left behind. And that he was an active duty veteran that was just going to be deployed. And the day before, the opponent's attorney approached and, without following military code of justice, approached him off the base and had him sign papers without no legal representation. And somehow that got lost in his case, because we felt, even with Indian Child Welfare, but we felt at that time the Adjutant General of the Military Code of Justice should have stepped forward and prevented that. And that whole case should have been dropped right there, because of that attorney's actions. But somehow that was left out throughout the 2 years that it continued. And even the Supreme Court, we said, overlooked that in their decision. And the way they kind of flip-flopped it around and kind of passed it on and kind of downplayed it. And we felt that was important. And that was an important thing for Dustin and the situation. And at this time, I'd like to invite my cohort here, Sandy, if she'd come up and have a few words.
Can I see this? Okay. I think we're supposed to have them come in first, and then I could speak. Or should I go ahead?
Yeah.
Okay. Apetu washte. Chante washte unape chi yuzapi. Sandy Whitehawk. Lakota ia chokata na jiwia. Sichangu lakota me hemataha. Wablene cha wopakta bluhamani. Relatives, brothers and sisters, mothers, fathers, grandmothers, grandfathers, aunts, uncles, cousins, brothers, sisters. I say I am here today with a good heart. Just knowing a few phrases in our language can strengthen and heal. And because of what has happened in my past, there are many years that I would not be able to say I greet you with a good heart. But one of the first things I learned when I returned to my relatives was how to introduce myself. And so today we're here to honor our brother, our comrade in arms, Specialist Brown, for not only his service that he's done as in the military and as he is as a reservist, but also for what he's endured. One of the things that occurred to me when Dan and I were talking is that he was never referred to in the media as his rank, and he was active duty. Virtually nothing was printed about him in his service. And as veterans, that hurt us, and we felt it was exceptionally disrespectful what he endured just before he went to Iraq. So it's with that thought that we wanted to gather today and undo and put back into that place where he was hurt. You know, he never said that he was hurt. He never came out and said anything. Most veterans won't. But as veterans, we know. And as veterans, we love each other. And as veterans today, we stand before you and before our friend and brother, Specialist Brown, to honor him today. I'll say that much and come back to you later.
And Sandy will. At this time, I'd like to call on the veterans and our drum here that had come at the last minute to sing these songs for us and to join us in this honoring. This is Redland Singers. Would you bring in the veterans? Veterans and Dustin Brown, front and forward. Dustin out here, huh?
What?
Have Dustin.
Yeah, they're going to bring him. Oh, I told her to the other side. It's okay.
The veteran's coming up. All in, single file.
Where is he?
At this time, I'd like to introduce the Deputy Principal Chief of the Cherokee Nation, also a veteran, Sir Joe Chilton.
Good morning. As was said, my name is S. Joe Crittenden, Deputy Principal Chief of the Cherokee Nation. The last several months have been difficult as we fought alongside Dustin Brown to keep and raise, to help him keep and raise his daughter, Veronica. Like his dad, Tommy, Dustin is a proud American veteran who served this great nation in war. Today we honor his service. He is a good man, a good soldier, and a good father. And Veronica will always be a Cherokee citizen, and we will always hold her in our hearts and look forward to the day she comes home to Dustin. Thank you.
We spent time with Dustin and his wife, Robin, before we gathered to tell him exactly why we were giving him a feathers, why we were giving him the star quilt. And what I'd like to share with you relatives is to remember to take this time to pray, to send your voice, and however it is that you express your praise, your petitions to the Creator as you've been taught. Veronica and Dustin represent many of our families across the country. There's a reason why this is happening, and it's a call to all of us to be diligent, to encourage, especially encourage our fathers to be there so that they know their rights and that they understand. I have to believe that this isn't the end of the story. We shared with Dustin that all of Indian country has been on this roller coaster ride of emotions, of grief and sadness, anticipation and fear. So today, we're going to give him this star quilt so that when he's alone and thinking about his daughter, he can wrap himself, he can wrap his wife, Robin, they can hold the feather that we're going to give him, and they can ask the Creator for help. They can pray for her. And we also need to remember to pray for the Copal Biancos. As Indian people, we're called to pray for everyone. We're called to be generous with our compassion. We talk about historical trauma in Indian child welfare, and we call it a collective wound. Well, I'd like to say today, my friends, that we need to begin a collective healing. And the way that we begin that is through our prayers. So today, we're going to gift Dustin with the star quilt, and the drum is going to sing a prayer song for us. And at that time, I would like you to pray for healing for Dustin, for Veronica. Pray for the Copal Biancos. Pray for all the Veronicas in our communities, all the Dustins in our communities. Pray for this collective healing. Thank you.
Redland, prayer song.
Thank you.
Thank you. Dustin, I want you to look at the three rows of veterans that we have standing in front of you, their brothers and sisters in arms. They're standing here witness and saying to you that we remember you and that we're not leaving behind, nor will we leave Veronica behind. And as veterans, they're committed to continue to think of you, and they're proud of you, and they're honored to be standing here during this honoring for you. So take a look at them, each of them, gathered yesterday and before this we started, and they're here for you, for that honor, and for our children, and for all our brothers and sisters in the service. I want to say thank you to the veterans. At this time, we are going to present Dustin with the eagle feather for himself. We have a feather for his father, who is retired Army. And I also have a plume for Veronica for when she returns for her naming ceremony.
At this time, we'll have President Jefferson Keel present eagle feather on behalf for his dad, Justin's dad, who served in the United States Army. He retired as a sergeant, is a Vietnam veteran. And this feather is for his dad. In all of Indian country, we know when a veteran presents a feather, he instructs whoever receives that feather on the care and what that feather means. Next, we'd have a plume, the plume that Sandy mentioned, for Veronica. So when she returns and comes to visit, that plume will be with her forever. And Sandy will also present Dustin with his feather for his service to all the people, to the Cherokee people, and to all Indian people for his service in the United States Army. As we say thank you, and for all these veterans down here that are supporting him in this, so he feels that strength whenever he looks down. Because in our veteran world, we know we're brothers no matter what. We were all wore green, as we said before. A bullet didn't discriminate, and we all knew what we were going to do. We didn't know if we'd come home or not. There is no peace in this world. So to us, a veteran is a veteran, no matter whether you serve in combat or not. Your life was in danger. You knew that when you signed that paper, you could be going anywhere in danger's way, and you may not return. And Dustin also knows this. And with our strength, he can continue on and be strong for all. And at this time, I'd like to thank the Redland Singers for taking this time to be here, to step forward, to do these songs, and to take that thing.
Honor song for the feathers.
But first, we'd like to have that honor song that were presented for the feathers, for these eagle feathers. And afterwards, we'll have the exit song. They can stand by him, the chief here, deputy chief while he does it. Veterans, attention. The veteran song for all veterans. Thank you. And at this time, we'd like to tell Dustin that hopefully this gives you strength to continue on. And we'd like to thank NCAI Executive Committee, President Keel, for allowing us to come here and present this to you today and not hold it in some back room. It's very special. And I'd like to thank all the veterans, men and women, for your support for Dustin here. As he looks around, he can see that and he can feel that. And that prayer blanket will bring him back. And before we start our next song, the exit song, I'd like to put a blanket down here at the end. Because this drum stepped forward and took the time off when they were asked to come and do this honor for them. You know, a lot of times drums don't have to. And that, but this drum stepped forward and was willing to come and do these songs for us on the last minute. And the blanket we just put down just to, you know, in memory of somebody maybe that served, an uncle, an aunt. For those that never returned, can I do that also? And at this time, we'd like to have that exit song, Redland.
You're on the left.